morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. Whoever you are and wherever you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. The mask is in honor of a celebration that I went to in Wilbraham for Mark's last Sunday playing. He retired officially as of December 31st. And at the celebration, we have discovered that 20 out of 60 have tested positive for COVID, including Mark. So it's a Luther-Apalian super spreader. So this is out of abundance. I tested negative. We don't know how. The pastor has it. The pastor's wife does not. Mark has it. I do not. And I was in the midst of all of that as well. So I'm hoping that the word yet doesn't come into play. So that's what the mask is for. Your communion will look a tiny little bit different, but if I hadn't said anything, you may not have even noticed. I won't be at coffee hour. I'm just going to stay away this week. All right? Better to play it safe, that's all. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock, they'll be doing some baking in our kitchen for the Christian Fellowship luncheon on Wednesday. So Tuesday at 10 o'clock, Gene Zimmerman asked me to announce that. And then we have the Christian Fellowship Luncheon, which is also part of Beverly's Tea, in honor of our dear Beverly Gamble. If you want to come, that's at noon on Wednesday. If you'd like to come to that, just come at this point, okay? Please come by. This coming Saturday at 3 o'clock, we are hosting with the Westfield Athenaeum, we are hosting Sarah the Fiddler. We need people to register. All right, if you want to go to the concert, I strongly recommend it. I say this, go to the concert, go get something to eat, and come back for the trivia night. So that's also Saturday. So Saturday's jam-packed here. We're going to have our trivia night with the proceeds to Hilo Haiti. And that's Saturday, and that starts at 6, right? Correct, Ray? 6 o'clock on Saturday. There'll be some snacks there, but I don't think there's going to be dinner. So go, if you need a full dinner, go get one in between. Trivia night. Sunday, next Sunday, after church, we are going to take the decorations down. This is an all hands on deck command, if you will. All right, so please, it's just many hands make light work. If things are stored behind the organ, or I think we're gonna put them in a pew, or we're gonna put them someplace until Alan is back. And he should be back on Sunday the 18th. So, but the Christmas decorations do come down next Sunday. So if we can take care of that. Speaking of which, we welcome Scott Bailey as our guest music minister for the next 2 weeks. So we're blessed to have Scott with us. So thank you. Are there any other announcements? I kind of whipped you right through. Yes, Susan. Obviously, Norma is a saint. Jim, you're okay too. All right. Well, congratulations, Jim and Norma. 57 years. That's wonderful. Congratulations. Any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let's just take a deep breath in. And exhale. And let us worship.
Join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you.
Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your light.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men came from the east, saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews?
For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him."
The wonderful light of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join in our opening hymn, "We Three Kings," found printed in your program.
Thank you.
I invite you to join with me in the prayer of confession as found in your worship guide. Most holy and most loving God, we admit to you and to each other that we are creatures who either through foolishness or willfulness often choose darkness instead of light. Here and now, we surrender to you our fears and proud opinions, our short-sighted folly and our pompous wisdom, our deep-seated sins and our apathy toward change and renewal. Please forgive the darkness and pain we have inflicted on others, and restore the light-starved hopes and ideals within our own souls. Trusting your grace, we earnestly pray. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew our spirit. I'm going to invite you to please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Using dense, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, Epiphany is good news. The light comes not to sear and blind us, but to save us. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and in his name I declare to all of us, our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried in their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the responsive reading of Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice.
May the mountains yield prosperity to the people, and the hills yield righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressed.
May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon, throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that warm the earth, that water the earth.
In his days, may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more.
May the kings of Tarshish and the isles have rendered him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts.
May all kings fall down before him, all nations give his service.
For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper.
He has taken the weak and the needy and saved the lives of the needy.
I Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the gospel according to Matthew, where I shall begin at the beginning of the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Bethlehem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem and Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that had been seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So, what'd you get for Christmas?
Too much.
Too much, I know, that's what I said too, too much. This was always a question we asked as kids when we returned to school or saw each other during the holidays. Gifts were fun to receive as we would try to guess what was inside each package. What we didn't realize, though, was that not everyone was on the same level of income, and some gifts were nicer than others. I could not understand why Santa did not bring some of those items to our house. When I was older, I understood the financial limitations we had in a family with six children. Well, the subject of gifts has been on my mind lately. Now, it's important with the coming of Epiphany that we celebrate liturgically today, but of course we all know it's Tuesday, January 6th. But we celebrate the gifts brought by the Magi. This part of the Christmas story is only told in Matthew. However, we saw in Isaiah during one of the other prophecies that the gifts of gold and frankincense were foretold. You know, people joke about what Mary and Joseph will do with these gifts. But now we recognize the symbolism of each one. Gold, of course, is a precious metal, and as such, even then, was a very valuable commodity. Its value could have very well financed Joseph and Mary's trip to Egypt. The Bible does not reveal any other significance to these three gifts. However, tradition suggests that there is a deeper meaning behind each of them. Gold, a symbol of divinity, is mentioned throughout the Bible. Even pagan idols were often made from gold, and the Ark of the Covenant was also overlaid with gold. The gift of gold to the Christ child could be symbolic of his divinity, God in flesh. Frankincense at the time was a white resin or even gum-like substance. It was obtained from a tree by making incisions in the bark and allowing the gum to flow out. It is highly fragrant when burned, and therefore used in worship, where it was burned as a pleasant offering to God. Frankincense is a symbol of holiness and righteousness. The gift of frankincense to the Christ child was symbolic of his willingness to become a sacrifice, wholly giving himself up. When we're able to compare that with that burnt offering. Now, myrrh is a product of Arabia, and it was obtained from a tree in the same manner as frankincense. It was a spice, and it was used in their version of embalming. In other words, the body would be anointed in that. It was also sometimes mingled with wine to form an article of drink. And we think that such a drink was given to Jesus when he was about to be crucified, as some sort of a potion that would maybe lessen the pain. And that comes from Mark's gospel, and Matthew referred to it as gall. But myrrh symbolizes bitterness, suffering, and affliction. That infant would grow to suffer greatly as a man and would pay the ultimate price when he gave his life on a cross for all who would believe in him. So if you ever wonder what some of the symbolism of gold, frankincense, and myrrh could be, there are some suggestions there. Now, we may not have gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but we have other gifts we can offer our church. While it is important that we offer our financial support, I now turn our attention to the gifts we can offer our church community. Maybe you have a background in finance or in maintenance or buildings and grounds, education, music, or a host of other areas that may need attention at our church. Perhaps you have a talent that has been hiding that could be of good use to our church community. Things to think about. What gifts can we bring to First Congregational Church here in Westfield? The Christmas hymn in the bleak midwinter has a verse. The last verse goes like this, and I won't sing for you. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? Give my heart. As we enter 2026, I hope that all of us can take just a few moments to ponder, reflect, and pray on what gifts we have to offer our church community and even the community at large. Perhaps you can join us for the lunches on Monday or Thursday. Maybe you'll be able to share with us sometimes at the Chosen sessions. We're actually going to show the Chosen starting in mid-January, and you'll be able to do some sharing after that. On another level, it may be the gift of simply being present or praying for us from home when you can't be here. Whatever you have to offer, whatever we have to offer, we know it'll be from our hearts. My friends, numerous, numerous blessings on our new year. May it be filled with health, happiness, and goodwill. And may we somehow share the gifts that we have within us, even the gift of our heart. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we're mindful of those prayer requests that are in our worship guide. We're mindful of what's going on in the world. We pray for the people here in our country and in other countries, for the citizens of Venezuela who may be confused, we don't know. We pray for the people in our region and right here in our community of Westfield and beyond. And of course, as we do each week, we remember to pray for those things, intentions, requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Please, pray with me. Lord, you who live outside of time and reside in the imperishable moment, we ask your blessing in this new year upon your gift to us of time. Bless our clocks and watches, you who kindly direct us to observe the passing of minutes and hours. May they make us aware of the miracle of each second of life we experience. May these ticking servants help us not to miss that which is important, while you keep us from machine-like routine. May we ever be free from being clock watchers and instead become those who journey through time. Bless our calendars, those ordered lists of days, weeks, and months, of holidays, holy days, fasts, and feasts. All our special days of remembering. May these servants, our calendars, once reserved for the royal few, for magi and pyramid priests, now grace our homes and our lives. May they remind us of birthdays and other gift days as they teach us the secret of all life is meant for celebration and contemplation. Lord, bless this new year, each of its 365 days and nights. Bless us with new moons and full moons. Bless us with happy seasons and a long life. Grant to us, Lord, the new year's gift of a year of love. Amen. My friends, God of light, shining through the darkness through a little child born in Bethlehem, opens to us the treasure of his grace. May we use our own gifts to help bring God's good news to those who need to hear it. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
God, may these gifts reveal to us and to others the light that is Jesus. And may this light lead us into new and challenging ways of living and serving. Amen. You may be seated. I think you can hear me, correct? I'll enunciate. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor and fills our praise. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. Let all who seek, believe, or want to believe come to this table. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to God Most High.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for making your love evident since the very beginning of time, when you spoke the word which replaced the darkness of chaos in life-giving light, a light which has nurtured generations of people and plants and creatures, great and small, a light which also revealed the fear and powerlessness caused by corrupt and evil actions. And so you spoke the word which would once and for all dispel the darkness of chaotic lives. Through your love of the world, the word became flesh and lived among us as full of grace and truth. The angels caroled glory to you in the highest heavens and peace to all people on earth. And we joined them and with all your people to praise your holy name. Song. Finding out the depth of his love for us. For Jesus showed just how beloved we are to him by loving us and giving himself to us. Send the power of your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine, O God, that we may experience the presence of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Breathe your Spirit into us, that we may be one body with him, living out his ministry in the world today and every day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On that night when he gave himself up for us, he sat at table and broke bread with his friends and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Remember me each time you do this." And after they had eaten, he took the cup and said, "Remember me as you drink from this. For it is my life poured out for you, the beginning of a new relationship with God." My friends, through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. Come, for all things are ready. We do have some visitors with us this morning. Our deacons will come and bring communion to you, and we will hold the bread and we will consume together, and likewise with the cup, which is grape juice for our visitors.
Thank you.
his name, I give you the cup. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving as found in your worship guide. We have been fed, Holy One, by your presence. We have been led, Eternal One, by your light. May we bask in this flow now and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning, What Star Is This? With beams so bright. All those we pray for, and all those we remember. Amen.
Amen.